90.3 KMBA, Gillian Welch, along with David Rawlings and Red Clay Halo from Time the Revelator. In front of that, it was new music from Big Something. Wildfire is their new track. From The Other Side, their new disc, was Parker Millsap starting us out with Fine Line from his new album, Other Arrangements. Velvet Underground, Lou Reed and Company with There She Goes, going way back to the Andy Warholian period. Todd Snyder with Enjoy Yourself from East Nashville Skyline, and it's 8:24. It is the Morning Line program for Thursday, or as we like to call it, almost Friday. And I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflick, and we've got the our community segment set up so that you can hear about events and the happenings in our community as well as organizations. One of the things I see on the list is that well, there's this workshop happening tonight at 6 in Girdwood. It's called the Beluga Whale Alliance Cooking the Keeper and Four Valleys Community School, hosting the educational workshop, Get to Know Your Watershed, Becoming a Beluga Whale Scientist. And so that's 6 o'clock tonight in Girdwood. And the event is kind of setting up to help support a beluga whale counting event on the 14th, which is Saturday. So folks say that you can go and learn about that tonight, but also be able to head out in the early morning, high tide, about 6:30 in the morning, and help count whales. Free coffee and donuts, I've heard. Anyhow, you can find out more information about that by searching
coffee,
on Facebook.
Coffee, donuts, and counting whales
coffee,
on a Saturday
and
morning.
Whale counting.
Man,
6 in the morning. 6:30.
That's the life.
So Citizen Science Beluga Safari on Facebook is a place to find out more information about that. Well, so we've also got a guest in the studio, Michael, Marcel Bergeron. Welcome to KMBA, and good morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you're with the South Central Foundation's Family Wellness Warriors Initiative, which we've had as guests on before.
Yes.
And we've heard that it's Child Abuse and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, all April. So what's going on this week what's coming up?
Yeah, so every Friday we have Awareness Friday fairs, and these take place from noon to 1 p.m., and these are going to be held at our NUCA Learning and Wellness Center. And tomorrow we're excited to have our Alaska Native Justice Center. They're going to be talking about sexual assault in Alaska and incorporating Alaska Native traditional methods to healing.
So we're talking about healing and prevention, and of course, the Alaska Native Justice Center is right downstairs from us here at KMBA, so that's kind of cool to see that sort of connection.
Yeah.
Where can people go for more information about tomorrow's activity?
Yeah, so if anybody was wanting to RSVP or learn more information, they could call our number at 729-5440, or they could go to southcentralfoundation.com.
Great. And how important is it to incorporate traditional and native values in the healing process?
For me, I see it as a very critical aspect for healing. So I'm very excited to see what they're going to talk about and how we could use those methods for healing.
And I also have heard about Beauty for Ashes, which is something that's coming up. And well, when's that? When's the next session for this healing training, right?
Yes. Yeah, so our next training is actually starting next week, but that is at full capacity. But the one after that will be this October, 1 through 5. So it's a 5-day conference. And the focus of this conference will be participants will explore how past experiences impact ways we interact with others. Learn how anger, emotional withdrawal, and isolation impacts family, and also gain tools to strengthen relationships.
All right, so that's coming up, and people can apply at the. How do people apply?
Yeah, so they could either stop by our office or they could go to fwwi.org to apply.
Okay, anything else on the schedule that we should learn about?
Nope, that's pretty much it. And yeah, if anybody wants to learn more information, they could reach us at 729-5440.
Well, thank you for coming on. Marcel Bergeron is a learning advocate at South Central Foundation's Family Wellness Warriors Initiative.
Okay, thank you very much, Marcel. Thank you, Frank Chaitluk. It is 8:29 coming up. The Birds, Corinne Bailey Ray, and Eels on KMBA.
Elder wisdom is greatly valued in many Native nations, but it isn't usually something that makes its way into the college setting. Now a handful of Native Studies programs are inviting elders in as lecturers, mentors, and tutors. They provide traditional knowledge and expand the resources available to students. Join us as we talk about elders in academia on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice. News programming on KNBA is sponsored by BP Alaska, fueling Alaska's future.